producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Pope Francis arrived for his first visit to the U.S. Hillary Clinton, more bags under her eyes as the FBI has recovered personal and work-related emails, shocker, from the private computer server used by Clinton as Secretary of State. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who should we talk about first? Let's go with the Pope, shall we? Yep, it's true. The Pope has arrived. The Pope is here. The Pope is here. Somebody said that to me today. I'm just going to peel back the layer. I was in a line at a bank, and some little boy said, "The Pope is here. The Pope is here." I said, "I know, but he's not here. He's not here in Texas. He's here in the United States." I thought it was pretty interesting. So Pope Francis, yes, is in Washington, and he arrived, touched down at Andrews, no problem, after a flight, from Cuba. So the president was there. He greeted the Pope on the tarmac, and so were the girls and his wife and all that kind of stuff. There were school kids there, and everybody was screaming and chanting, "Hello, hello, hello," and "Welcome to the USA," that kind of stuff. And on the plane, he told reporters he hopes the United States will lift its long trade embargo on Cuba as a result of the negotiations between the two countries. But he says he's not going to use this as part of the address at all to Congress. I'm very curious about that. But this is just the start of this week-long trip. Remember, he's going to do the Congress thing on Thursday. He's going to do the General Assembly in New York on Friday. And then he's doing an open-air mass in Philadelphia where 1.5 million people are expected. And this is a tale of two cities for me because I have massive family members in all these areas, but especially Philadelphia. And some of them are just clearing out, want nothing to do with it because they say it's massive people and it's craziness and everything's closed and they're complaining. And then I have other friends and family. They have tickets. They're going. They want to be there. Some of them are Catholic. Some of them aren't even Catholic. They just think it's really cool and they want to be a part of that. So Pope Mania has hit the United States. Our first batter up is Grim. Hey, Grim, what's up?
Oh, boy. Kate, I really got upset today with our government. I mean, we need to have our education system regulated by the people that are sending their kids to school locally. And this is where I'm getting at. All these government agencies, the EPA is the one that got me today. Because my whole life, I've never had a mechanic touch my vehicle. Raised by my dad to fix my own stuff. And they're making that just as hard as ever to do nowadays. And the EPA come in and they're going to take Volkswagen and just tear them a new one. You've heard about this.
Yeah.
But we need to get rid of these agencies. We really do. They're the problem. Because my dad, the only way he made it was the fact that he had to not just hold down three jobs, but he also had to hold down a fourth one by maintaining vehicles, maintaining yard, maintaining a house, doing the electrical, doing the plumbing.
Wow.
You see where I'm coming from, Kate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
The person that your dad's dad, we all grew up in America to where we had the middle class, especially the lower middle class. You know, they used to break it down in three, you know, the upper, middle, and lower.
Yep, you're right.
And especially the lower middle class, which was struggling between just high school graduates and high school dropouts, you know, you had to do everything. I just don't see how a young couple, both high school graduates, married, got a kid coming on their way, are ever going to make it in this world.
Yeah,
not the way
I agree.
The government's run, not the way the government's run, because you cannot maintain your own vehicle. You cannot maintain your own health care. You know, you can't regulate your own health care system.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're right. It's ridiculous. Because so the things that you were able, we had a word for that. You were able to jimmy rig things. You knew neighbors. Your friend knew how to fix a car. Somebody knew how to do something. So that's you would talk about that, and you would save a buttload of money. That's what you're talking about. So you're right. You could afford to take a vacation, even if you were in the lower middle class. But now, because of all of the red tape and the way, you're right, the way the government's being run, it's getting tougher and tougher for people to be able to do that.
Shipped a whole lot of EPA. Do you see their budget? Have you Googled their budget?
Insane.
And most of them are these kids that are coming out of college that have been left-wing minded. They don't really know.
That's crazy.
I can sit here and talk about old ways. You can't do that. Yes, he can. I understand, because we had corporations that just didn't care, and they wasted and polluted.
Right.
But we've gotten to the point where we've regulated them to where, they're comfortable with it. And this diesel pollution, come on, until we find a new mathematical formula to create a new energy source, such as lithium crystals in Star Trek, we're kind of stuck with fossil fuels.
Yeah. You're right. And that's the problem. Also, too, the affordability, which is never the thing that's talked about, but it would be so crippling. I mean, how would it be affordable?
The left, they want to charge you. And not only do they want to charge you extra for it, they want to pay you to tell you who's going to tell you how to get the right stuff.
Oh, boy.
Commonplace Affordable Care Act. Why should I be paying the government when they ain't even giving me health insurance or directing me to a doctor? They're just saying, okay, now you can go look for your own health care. I was doing that before.
I know. Yes. I know. But it is interesting. The whole health care. Here's the bottom line. With health care, Grim, just never get sick. That's what a doctor told me. Never get sick and you don't have to worry about navigating anything.
I can
Which
fix
is terrible.
It. I can fix it. I can fix also the attorneys. You put them underneath a socialistic decree.
Yeah.
Underneath how they work and get paid. That's
yeah.
how you do it.
Yep. Let everybody be under the same system, and then that's what happens. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You take that group and you say, here's what you have to do to get this. Period. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't retire with $1 million at age 40. Annual income of $1 million with a million and a half dollar home on a golf course. You're going to have to work till you're 65 to be lucky to get that.
Yeah. Boy, no kidding. So grim. Grimness from the Grimster. Grim, we're up against it. Thanks. He has a point. You know, it is frightening, isn't it, some of the things that are happening because of all the red tape. And you know how I feel about that. We need a smaller federal government. We need a federal government, but not as big. Speaking of that, it's a perfect time to go on the road again. You could win a computer, one of those Flex notebooks. Just go to kateontheroad.com. Sign up.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
All day long. How many people are running around with their face in their iPhones and their iPads and everything else? And the answer is the majority of us. I can't give you a hardcore number, but I know it's pretty darn high. In our virtual green room right now, he may be looking at an eye chart, is Dr. Tommy Lim. He's with he's from San Jose, California, and he is right there in the heart of Silicon Valley. This is why I mentioned where he's from, because you can imagine how big tech is, as we all know. And there is a crazy problem, I think, that's happening with our eyesight because of computers, TVs, tablets, and phones, and all the things that I just mentioned. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
You're all very welcome.
So when we what's happening to our eyes by doing what I just said, looking at all these screens?
Well, the average American spends about 25 hours a week staring at these electronic devices. At the same time, these devices emit blue light, which increases the amount of eye strain, headaches, and fatigue that we get.
Yeah, so as you say, the fatigue and the strain and all of that, what can we do? What can we do to overcome this? Because I don't see, if anything, technology is only getting bigger, and I don't think that's going to change.
No, you're absolutely right. The best thing that we can do is to try to either use lenses, spectacle lenses that either filter or reflect the negative blue light that we get from electronic devices. Let me give you a little bit of background. We get blue light from the sun, which is normal. However, this blue light that we get from electronic devices kind of puts us over the edge and causes strain, a problem that we never had in years past.
Right. So what are you doing or what can be done to correct that?
Well, what we're recommending to our patients are wearing spectacle lenses that reflect blue light, which is a lens called a blue tech lens. And there's also other features of lenses, such as recharge. That's a non-glare feature that reflects the blue light. For heavy users of computers, and I would say, you know, hours, you know, 2 hours a day, I would recommend something that has more of an impact on the negative blue light, because the blue tech lens has an amber tint to it, which not only filters out the blue light, but it relaxes your eyes.
Yeah, and how dangerous or how vulnerable are kids, I guess, to this?
Actually, they're quite vulnerable. And the reason why, Kate, is because they have large pupils and they have shorter arms. So devices are held quite close to their face. How many kids during the summer especially spend almost their entire day looking at an iPad, looking at a laptop?
Yeah, a lot is the answer, because no matter what they like to do, it usually involves computers, certainly in some way. So great advice about these blue tech lenses, et cetera, and the other things that you can do. And this also affects, right, when you, the blue light, if we go back to why the blue light is so bad, because somebody could say, well, who cares? What? I'm looking at a computer. It can't be all that bad. But blue light is bad for you. Like you say, the sunlight has blue light, and that's okay. But when you have a lot of blue light coming into your life, it disrupts your sleep pattern, doesn't it?
It can. There are people that are very susceptible to this. And the reason why is the blue light from electronic devices can disrupt their circadian rhythm. See, in the past, the blue light from the sun would affect how we sleep, which is the normal sleep cycle that we have. But the blue light from electronic devices, again, gets us over the edge and disrupts that whole cycle. And some people will say that, especially those who spend hours on a electronic device before going to bed at night, will have a difficult time falling asleep.
Yeah, that's no good, that's for sure. So the blue tech lenses, when people are hearing this, they're like, oh, doc, how much is that going to cost? Are they expensive? Does insurance cover it?
You know, the cost of these lenses are only slightly more than the average high-quality prescription lens. But the actual costs really vary based on the patient's prescription.
All right, so yeah, so it depends on all of that. And are you seeing this more, obviously? I mean, you're focusing, so to speak, on this. So you must be seeing this more in patients. And when did this first start? When did you first start to notice this?
Interesting point you make, because I've been in practice since 1977, and we've, you know, during this period of time, people use computers more and more and more, but over these past, I'd say 25 years, and it's increasing, the vast majority of people use computers so much, and we're not just talking about Silicon Valley, we're talking in all towns and cities around the country, because that's just how we conduct business. That's how we learn things, by processing through computers.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are in Silicon Valley. I mentioned that at the top, and the reason is because I was talking about all the technology. And somebody told me last year you were the California Optometrist of the Year. So does that mean, like, Mark Zuckerberg and all those guys are clamoring to go to your practice?
I haven't seen him yet on the appointment book, but perhaps in the future.
All right, I love it. Okay, so check it out for sure. If people want to know more about these lenses, I know you have a bunch of information. Where can they go?
Well, what they can do, they should first ask their eye doctor about this. Tell them they would like to have some help with fighting the blue light from electronic devices. And they could either go to check out on the internet, www.bluetechlenses.com, that's BLUTECH, or they could check out Hoya, HOYA.com, that makes the recharge non-glare lens, or they could just go straight to, usually their eye doctor is usually the best source, but they probably, very likely, have heard of this lens. Or if not, you can look that up on the internet, and they can help you with that.
All right, I love it. Dr. Tommy, thanks so much. Dr. Tommy Lin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, so that's pretty interesting stuff if you think about the whole blue light. It's kind of freaking me out, actually, because a lot of people have been talking about it. And we know this. I mean, this isn't new that we haven't talked about it. But it's great that there are solutions. So instead of just ignoring it, doing something about it, why not? I mean, I'm not pushing the lenses, but why wouldn't you get the lenses if it's going to correct that problem because of the dangers of not doing something about it, especially if you're somebody who's on the computer all the time, which is maybe some of you listening don't have this problem, but so many of us do, because that, frankly, that's where all our work is, right? So whether it's work, or we made the point talking about kids have this in school, they don't even have anymore. My nephew, he was telling me the other day, they don't even have like a pencil and paper or any of that. Everything's through the computer. Everything they do, tests, everything they look at. So it has to be doing something eventually over time to their eyes, I would think. So the danger of the blue light is absolutely real. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of people talk about it. And we've talked about it before. That's why I thought it'd be interesting to have him on. And you heard him say that he's been in the biz. He's been an eye doctor since 1977. So he certainly must have seen that change, where all of a sudden, because now of the use of computers and technology, you could see that things must have been changing with people, for sure. And it's this whole blue light thing. Wow. I mean, it's crazy, because when, you know, that I had such great eyes, and now I have lenses and I still have decent vision, but when I go to the eye doctor, I always think it's funny. It feels like a test, doesn't it? It's like when you sit there, can you see? You would like want to pass the test. Can you see the bottom row? And it's like little crumbs all of a sudden. It's like, wait a second, I think I've seen an E. There's a Z. Do you do that? There's an E again, and that's a B. And it's, you just know. This is where that turning point happens, where you think, wait, I had laser vision. What happened to my eyesight? And I bet, and he said that in talking about kids, that some of that may happen to people a little bit sooner than it used to happen, because certainly, obviously, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you weren't looking at screens. Your life did not exist on a screen. I mean, even older people, everybody now has some sort of a device where that's how they're communicating. So all of us are looking at screens way more, probably, well, you know, for sure, than they did in the past, right? Interesting stuff. Stick with us.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, each and every show I say this, but it's really true. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of incredible ideas and thoughts that you have, either on what's happening in the world, what we're talking about on the show, or something you think we should talk about on the show, and I love it. Keep it coming. If you have suggestions, something you want to hear about, do it. Send it to me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, this one from Scotty, who says, Kate, I got to tell you, this whole thing with what's happening with the Pope is so fascinating to me because, and you said it, the amount of security that you have to have for someone at his level, whose role anyway is iconic and people in the world know him, and you would never want anything to happen in the United States, and yet so easily anything can happen because you say it as well, there's no 100%. Would you hate to be the person in charge of his detail coming to America? Oh, that's a layup question. I would hate to be that person. Of course I would. Because it's got to be an overwhelming task. I was looking at some of what the Secret Service was doing in all three areas, in New York, which is wide open, Washington, and Philadelphia. And you're talking about historic areas, big, massive crowds, and wide open spaces. And sure, you've got sharpshooters on roofs, and you've got people in the crowd disguised looking around. But yes, it would be an unbelievable, arduous task. So would I want to be the Jay Johnson Homeland Security? No. I would not. But that's the gig. That's what you do. That's what you're getting paid the big bucks for, to come up with ways to stop the bad guys in case there are any bad guys. That, you know, what can I say? And here's another one. This one is from John, listening to us in Austin. Kate, a lot of people listening to you in Austin. You've talked about being here before in 6th Street and what it's like and all that kind of stuff. And the T-shirts that we sell, Austin is weird. It is definitely weird, but it's definitely very, very, very cool, I have to say. When I look at Donald Trump, and no offense to Donald Trump, I think it's great that he's kind of ignited this open conversation, but I do not see Donald Trump as presidential. I guess it depends on what you describe a president as, but what do you think? Oh, I think it's so odd. I mean, the whole Donald Trump thing is wild, except for that I agree, and I've said this on the show, because he doesn't care, there's nothing to defend, he can say whatever he wants. He's not concerned. There's no, ooh, I can't say it this way. How do I say this? How do I be politically correct? If I don't say this the right way. He's not thinking that. I mean, he's not thinking that that's how he has to speak. He doesn't do political speak, in other words. So it does make it interesting. And we are like rubberneckers because it's either you either find it funny, you find it refreshing, or you feel like, hey, listen, he has started this conversation because it's forcing everybody else to kind of let down their guard a little bit, since they are asked about him or asked about things he says, or immigration especially, even though we've been talking about immigration forever. We have. That is not a new conversation by any stretch of the imagination. We just keep recycling the same arguments, different politicians, sometimes a little different point of view, but it's the same thing. Nothing changes, and it's talked about. I'm going to go visit the border, and I'm going to go see what we should do here. Let's build a wall. Let's not build a wall. Let's add more security, more Border Patrol agents. Let's figure out a way to seal off tunnels and possibly, I mean, these are the conversations that have been going on for decades. So that's not something new. It's just that he is relentless, and he won't stop talking about it. He won't stop talking about it. So that's the big difference, really. All right, let's move on to something else. And by the way, so presidential, I don't see him as a president. No, I don't think he becomes the president. But you never know. I saw this new thing, hashtag ask Trump. So he's like taking on anything. And who's to say? I mean, what happens if tomorrow, if the Republicans had to pick, would it be him? It's certain. How could it be Jeb Bush? You look at the poll numbers, how could it be? So who would be there? Is they keep talking about that Trump is going to get taken down, but when is that happening? Let's see. Wait till we get to the primaries. That's where it's going to get really interesting. I know I keep saying it, but it's so true. How about this one? This one is from Haggard, who says, Katie girl, I heard you talking about your, I love that, Katie girl. I heard you talking about Nail the Score. I love Nail the Score. I'm either going to call in or I'm going to send you an email. And I'm wondering what you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. Oh my gosh, they don't have Tony Romo in. What a change of the fates and fortunes of our Cowboys. I say bring in Tim Tebow. Why not? He's out there. It can't hurt. What do you think? Yeah, it's funny you say that because the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, was rallying for Tim Tebow. Let's bring him in, Tim Tebow. I don't think so. I don't think Tim Tebow is the guy that's coming to Dallas at all. I mean, with Dallas struggling, though, Romo's out. They have to give Brandon Whedon a shot. He's their backup quarterback. But what happens if he can't do it? I mean, you could go to Tebow. You could. If it doesn't work out with him, there would be somebody else you could pick up, and maybe he would be on your short list. But it is crazy, and what a difference maker for the Dallas Cowboys, the fact that you don't have Tony Romo there, and you've won your first two games by hook or crook, and boy, oh boy, I think it's going to be very tough to win with Brandon Whedon. They have to do everything they can to protect him and help him, because he has not taken a lot of snaps, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Jason, who says, hey, Kate, I've been listening for a long time now, or as long as you've been on in Sarasota. And it's interesting, we got by hurricane season without too much of a hassle. Are you surprised by that? I have to say I am, because we kept hearing all this doom and gloom, and every time there's anything going over the Atlantic Ocean, any kind of a development, it sounds as though it's going to smash right into the top of our heads, doesn't it? Well, somebody who's living in Florida, and I have family in Florida, and you're living in Florida, it does seem like that, but that's because of other previous hurricanes and terrible storms. You don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught defenseless and not really paying attention to what's going on with the weather. Andrew was terrible. What happened in Miami and the southern part of Florida was awful, and lives were decimated, and it was just awful. So you can't prevent it, but at least if you take some precautions, you don't have to be in the middle of it. And if your home is in the middle of it, your home may survive, or parts of it may survive if you do a few things. I mean, it just depends. It depends on the kind of hurricane we're talking about, because, as you know, what level of a hurricane. But I think you can't warn people enough. That's what I hate about tornadoes. I'm living in a tornado alley place, that you really have no warnings. They'll say there's a tornado watch for wherever, and maybe that helps a bit, but it's not like a hurricane where there's more predictability with that, or at least the possibility of it, and you can see, okay, now it's dissipating, great. But with a tornado, boom, you're in it. And once you're in it, that's it, you know? And it's pretty tough. When it's very tough. So personally, I say as many warnings as possible, absolutely. All right, quickly, let's go to another one. This one is from Barb. Kate, I love my VW. I love my Volkswagen. What is going on? How many cars are affected? Great question. I read something where it was 11 million is what they're saying, and now they're apologizing all over the place. And to cover this, because it's a whole emissions thing, they're going to have to pay like 7 billion plus. And the CEO is just apologizing all over the place, saying, I'm so sorry, it's awful, and it's a big scandal about the whole emissions thing. So they've had to set aside that money to cover the recall of these Volkswagens. And, of course, the shares in Volkswagens are just plummeting. It was like 20% the other day. It was the whole thing about the German cars and how great the German cars are. But the U.S. found that they had programmed about 500,000 Volkswagens to emit lower levels of emissions in tests than on the roads. So that's a scandal. So now they had to admit the problem was bigger. They found discrepancies in these cars. That's why the number's 11 million. So it's a global issue, and it's killing their reputation, because the reputation is quality cars. That is the central thing to Volkswagen. These are the best cars. And then you think about how much of the exports they're responsible for. I guess it's about 20% of exports, and they have close to 800,000 people that they employ. So I think this is going to hit them. Remember, they own Audi, or Audi. They own Audi and Porsche. So this is not good for them, and they're trying to come clean on any emissions manipulation. The French government wants a Europe-wide investigation. Italy wants to know whether it's been affected. So they're in the midst of this. I mean, this is when something like this happens and it hits the fan, if you know what I mean. Who knows how they survive? It's going to be tough. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me too, americatonight.net.
We're in a state of emergency, a mess of confusion.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The name of the game. The name of the game. The name of the game. The name of the game.
Ole, 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 ole. We are the champ. We are the champ. Ole, ole, ole.
Sweetness, you gotta love that. It's time for Nail the Score. Maybe you're gonna get lucky. And let me explain, this is where the computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. You, yes, you, sleepyheads. No one's sleeping out there. 50 million people at least are awake. You call in. You give us a guess what team's going to win. You don't have to know anything about football. Nothing. It's a guessing game. It's like Keno when you go to Vegas. You're circling a number and giving us that number, the two numbers, and who you think's going to win. On that note, let's nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Some beauts this week, including the Chiefs and the Packers, the Lions and the Broncos. What's going on with the Broncos? How about them Vikings? Yeah, the Vikings, unpredictable. Every team's unpredictable. So let's see where we're going. How about hitting that computer, Mr. Nathan? Wow. How about this? You're not going to believe the game that was chosen. The Bucks and the Texans. The Bucks and the Texans for Nail the Score. So I'm going to say this is tough because the Buccaneers were blown out in their first week by Tennessee. Marcus Mariota and the gang just ripped them to shreds in front of the home crowd. And then they came back in a very big way last week. So this week against the Texans, where they've been plagued by injuries and don't seem to be the team that I thought, honestly, that they would be when I looked at them in the preseason. I mean, they have J.J. Watt, the sack machine, but just because you have a sack machine, if you can't score, if you can't get any real points on the board, you're in trouble. And they did narrowly lose to the Panthers, the Texans, last week. So they're 0-2 in the hole, whereas Tampa beat the Saints. It was a huge win for them, 26-19. The Saints are 0-2 in the hole, and the Bucks are 1-1. But more importantly, the Bucks showed a little grit, I think. And for that reason, it's really tough. For that reason, I'm going with Tampa. Plus, my family lives there, so I'm going to just throw a little love their way. And I'm going to say Tampa wins this by a score of 21-17. 21-17. Besides, they have that really cool pirate ship. Although, this game is in Texas, so the pirate ship will be dark. It doesn't matter. I like Jameis Winston. He had 417 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Now, when we're looking at his stats on the season, last week was a good week for him. And I don't have anything against the Texans, though, actually. I kind of like the Texans, but I'm going with Tampa Bay. 21-17. You might look at this a little bit differently. It doesn't matter. It's a guessing game. Send me your scores at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or ring up these numbers. Jump on the phones now, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Pete in Texas, what do you say, Peter?
I say 28-20, Texas.
Ooh, 28-20, Texas. All right, you could be right. You know, it's unpredictable, this game. No question. It's been a very strange season, although I feel like I say that all the time. But it really seems like it this year. Peter, thanks. So Pete likes the Texans, but notice this is pretty close, too, 28-20. I really think it's going to be one of those tight games. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in and you're wondering what in the world are we doing, we're not nailing Hillary Clinton for emails. We're not talking about Donald Trump and the latest sidestepping question when he was asked on Stephen Colbert about the birthplace of Barack Obama, our current president. Nope, we're nailing the score, and the game is Tampa Bay and the Houston Texans, 855-266-5283. At stake, you win a computer. It's a really cool computer, too. It's one of those netbooks. I have one. They actually gave me one. They gave me one so I would have a test one so I could talk about it, and I love it because I can actually take it places it actually works. Meaning when it works, it's just boom, I zip it up and you can watch movies or do whatever you do. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, what do you think?
Are you ready for some football?
I'm always ready for football.
Yeah. Last week, the game of the week to me was Oakland.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
So, as Greenwood do, and Pete's pretty much on the right track, I'm going with Tampa Bay 13, and Houston's going to beat them by 24.
Okay, Tampa Bay 13. Wait, say that again.
Tampa Bay 13, Houston 24.
Got it. For a second, because you said that backwards, you know. So it was like, wait, 24-13. What are you talking about? I gotcha.
Well, Tampa Bay is going to Houston now.
That's right. Tampa Bay is going to Houston, absolutely. And that's, you know, speaking of the Raiders, you know the Raiders are taking on the Browns in Cleveland this week.
Uh-huh. I got them beating them.
Yeah,
of course,
the
you get that in an email. I've been sending you. You
know. I know. I've been reading your emails. So the Raiders and the Browns, that is an intriguing. That would have been a good game of the week, too, for sure. But I like this. This is something a little bit different, so I'm not going to beat up the computer for that, Grim. Thank you. Anybody else wants to weigh in, they certainly can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net. I'm getting a lot of emails, so I promise I will go through those. We couldn't do this without Nate making one of his educated guesses. What do you think, Nathan?
Oh, with all of my education about sports and sports statistics.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with my gut and and give it to the crazy Floridas. We'll make it a weird one and do 18-13 bucks.
Ooh, 18-13 bucks.
Yeah.
All right. Nathan is...
Try it out.
I like it. Nathan
Science.
Is locked and loaded. Although there's cockamamie scores. So... Back in the day, would you ever see 18-13 sometimes, but it didn't seem like that much. Now it wouldn't be so far-fetched to see a score like that, where it looks even more like a baseball score, even less than that. We've seen those scores before, for sure. Okay, here's a couple ones that we got in. Anne-Marie, yo, Kate, absolutely Tampa Bay. I'm going to say Tampa Bay wins it 35-27. 35-27. Here's one from Russ. Keep going. I love Nail the Score. I wish you had picked a different game. I'm picking the Texans, of course. You mentioned J.J. Watt. I jumped on right away with the email, and I say 30-21. 30-21. All right, 30-21. Sometimes you can have that great player, but it's not the right great player. I'll tell you who's looking good. The Cardinals are looking good. Larry Fitzgerald was on fire last week. 3 touchdowns. He looked awesome. And that game against the 49ers, what's going on with the 49ers? They're 1-1, and world beater 1 week and Lamb the next. Who knows? The Sunday night game is the Broncos and the Lions. The Lions desperately need a win because they're down 0-2, going down 0-3 to start the season. Not good. By the way, since we're on football, and don't worry, if you sent me an email, I promise you we will get to it. It counts. Everybody always worries about that. The Cowboys picked up a quarterback, Matt Castle, from the Bills. Because Tony Romo, he's out. They don't know when he's going to come back. How about that? All right, thanks for playing Nail the Score. Good luck, everybody.
Going down the football game. Went down to the football game. When I walked the three came.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.